Breaks brings you the e-break. We will give you the candidates, and then you get to vote on them, hopefully responsibly. 214-787-1310. Our first candidate comes to us from a story that Robert Wolanski did in Muse in the News, and that is the Mark Halperin e-break on MSNBC. When reviewing the president's press conference a couple of days ago, where the president was on the aggressive attack against conservatives, Halperin took offense to it, and he said the D word, and apparently they did not dump it.
And they act tough so their base will be appeased, and then they quietly work the deal behind the scenes.
Are we in the seven-second delay today?
Oh, Lord.
No. I wanted to characterize how I thought the president behaved.
How do you think you're
going to... Well, we have it. Use it, right, Alex?
Yeah, sure. Come on.
Yeah.
Take a chance.
Go for it.
F.A.
Yeah, let's see what happens.
I'm behind you. You fall down, I'm going to catch you.
And the president has been set on that show.
Sorry,
so we're good.
I thought he was kind of a d*** yesterday.
Oh, my God. Delay that. Delay that. What are you doing?
I think the president...
I can't believe you. I was joking. Don't do that. Did we delay that?
So,
wow.
It was the wrong button? What's wrong with
you? I tell you what I think of you, but you don't know what button to push.
It's our fault.
Joking aside, this is not a pro forma apology. It's an absolute apology.
Yeah.
Heartfelt to the president and to the viewers. I became part of the joke, but that's no excuse. I made a mistake, and I'm sorry, and I shouldn't have said it. And I apologize to the president and to the viewers who heard me say that.
Wow, what a backtrack.
He was talking pretty big, first of all.
Boy, they really encouraged him, though. I almost don't fault him. I mean, I do for saying that, but his cohorts there were like really trying to get him. Yeah,
say whatever you want to say. It's MSNBC. No one cares.
And on this station, we say dump that, but that guy said delay that. That was weird.
Let's air it later.
Yeah, let's hear it in about a half hour.
Well, apparently what happened was the technical crew hit the wrong button or something and was actually trying to dump it, and that's why he makes that comment. I tell you what I think, but I don't know what button to push.
They're not as experienced with the dump button as we are here at the ticket.
Probably doesn't get used nearly as much on MSNBC as it does here.
We all know where it is here.
That had to be pretty shocking if you are just tuning in for your
morning
political
joke.
Talk and you hear that. That's pretty shocking.
Get a few spit takes from viewers.
And the president, I mean, even if you are totally against him, you can't say something like that. That is ridiculous, and he has been suspended. Was that not the update from Big Bob that Halperin has been suspended? Mm-hmm. All right. We feel your pain, Mark. Candidate number two, Norm Hitchkiss. Now, you're going to have to listen really carefully here. Norm has been known to make some really strange noises while broadcasting, like the crocodile burp of a few years back. That is actually Norm, while making a point, pausing just for a second to do this. That is still amazing that was broadcast by Norm. Now, this one didn't stop him down as much, but if you were listening at the time, it had to make you maybe do a spit take
it
with your coffee. It perked Jer up. Listen closely, because Norm rips one while doing his show from Star Power.
No way.
Yeah.
And finally, more and more news on the Dodgers situation.
No.
They've now declared bankruptcy.
Way. No way.
You have to listen closely.
The ramp up is great. You can hear him kind of adjusting himself in the seat.
Shifting, trying to get the pillow right.
Who picked up on that?
I caught it. I caught it. I was like, sure. I look at Saroy and I look at Silly Inter. I go, did he just cut one right there?
Picking up that clearly.
All right, let's hear it again in long form, and then we'll hear it isolated.
And finally, more and more news on the Dodgers situation. Whoa. They've now declared bankruptcy.
Gross, it's all wet.
How loud does it have to be for the mic to pick that up?
Yeah. It's about 3 feet away, so yeah. It has to be a pretty good scorcher to do it. Let's hear it isolated again.
Wow! Man!
God.
At first, I wasn't sure if that was just a microphone noise or a chair noise, but you listen to that again. There's only one thing that can be.
And there's only one mic that's cranked up. It's his.
Oh, man. He needed a change of clothes.
He did.
That is awesome. All right, one more time, just because we're a bunch of kids up here.
And finally, more and more news on the Dodgers situation. They've now declared bankruptcy.
Yeah, you can tell it's clearly on his mind because he stops down.
You're still here. Let me lift my leg here.
And then once he releases it, then he goes on with his sports point. It's like so it was really bothering him.
He's trying to evaluate beforehand. Is this going to be loud? Or am I going to say?
I got to get this muffled. I got to shut so you can't hear it.
Maybe I can talk over it. Mike,
one more time.
And finally, more and more news on
That's where the leg went up.
On the Dodgers situation. They've now declared bankruptcy.
What an awesome broadcasting moment that is.
Oh, what a day.
That's a classic.
Let's see them try that over there, some other sports station. All right, candidate number three is a man who filled in for Gordo yesterday. The killer. Killer Kellison did the observation deck news in the news.
You got to replay the whole show from yesterday?
No, we're just going to take an isolate. Whatever it is, Jer, 40 seconds?
Yeah, something like that, about 30 seconds.
I think sums up what Killer brought to the table yesterday.
Hi again, Killer.
Good morning, boys. Thanks for having me.
You bet.
Thanks. Really great to be here, you know.
Okay.
I didn't really start this. Can I restart?
No, that's the thing. In live radio, you really don't get a chance to restart.
All right. So, you guys know what's been going on with John Oliver.
With who?
With John Wiley Price.
Yeah.
How
he's been
FBI,
a subject of
we've heard about that.
Yeah, the FBI raided his house on Monday.
Blake.
So, he gets his stage, and he opens with the phrase, "Thanks, a really great to be here." And that's pretty much the ride we had with Killer for 4 hours yesterday.
Oh, with his first story. You guys know what's going on with John Wiley Price?
No,
and he can't even get through it because he's laughing. He knows his own delivery sounds ridiculous. All right, so there is Killer as candidate number three. So your candidates, Mark Halperin, who called the president the D word, Norm for ripping it on the air, or Killer at 214-787-1310. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
The killer.
Thank you, sir. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yes, I'd like to vote for Morning Joe and Tim Vandergriff's Merkin.
Okay. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Good morning. I'd like to responsibly vote for candidate number two. Have a great vacation.
Thank you. That would be Norm, I would guess. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Am I on AM radio?
Hi.
Yes, you are.
Yes.
Hey, Neves, I want to vote for one Norm Hitchcock. Just so you know, happy 4th of July. Love you.
Love you, too.
Thank you.
Thank Natalie Maines.
Very reliable. I'll give her that.
Always reliable.
I'll give her that or him that?
I think her, in that case. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Got to vote for Air Biscuit Norm, dropping ass on air.
How could you not? Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Mark Potter is such a...
Okay. There's a Mark Halperin vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I want to vote for Norm's pathognomonic butt lift.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Got to be Norm's wet pants.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner.
Yay!
We thought it would win, and sure enough, it did. Norm for, as the caller mentioned, dropping ass on the air.
And finally, more and more news on on the Dodgers situation. They've now declared bankruptcy.
That is amazing.
Loudest one ever on the air?
It may be.
Yeah,
I think so. I don't think that's ever been caught on the air.
You know, eating what he eats, it's amazing that he doesn't have more of those moments on the air.
I know.
That's why he has that pillow in the studio all the time.
Yep.
His muffler.
Oh, we had to burn muffler. One.
Is this white, Rich?
Yeah. It's his muffler.
Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah, would you sleep on that pillow one night for $500?
With your head on it?
Yeah.
No.
$1,000. What's your price to sleep on Norm's pillow?
I'd do it for $1,000.
I would.
Oh, what a disgusting
night. Can I use
night.
4 pillowcases?
Yeah.
No, you have to take every pillowcase off.
Oh.
So ooh. Everything that's been absorbed into that pillow.
Better up at the 1,500. How many wins is that for Norm?
That is the 51st win for the old gas bag. He's one behind you, Ja.
Uh-oh.
Wow. Norm, what a race we have.
That's a good one.
George has been in front for years.
Yes.
Norm's mm-hmm. almost caught.
Well, Norm's won two of the last 3 weeks after having a long hiatus from the leaderboard.
And you look at the last couple of years, Norm has been just outrageous.
Well, yeah, and he ought to get double win for that one.
Was number two.
That is perfect. Way to go, Norm, for that broadcast moment, 809.